News. Trending now. Trending now.
There are currently about 20 accidents on the radar at the moment. One of them on the N1 and northbound in Pretoria, just near the Rigel Avenue exit. It's backing up towards the R21 at the moment. The N3 southbound has got flooding near Modderfontein at the moment. Look after yourself there. The Western Bypass is busy from Four Ways all the way down to about Albertina Sisulu at the moment. And the Sandton CBD is a mess.
Speaking about flooding, the city of Tshwane Emergency Services says it's keeping a close eye on the weather conditions after the weather service issued a yellow 2-level warning for severe thunderstorms in Gauteng tomorrow. It's home to the Hennops River in Centurion and other areas which are prone to flooding, and the city is urging residents to be alert and to avoid dangerous situations. Still, speaking about traffic, just a heads up for tomorrow. The Joburg Metropolitan Police Department advised the public to expect traffic disruptions around the Joburg Metro Center in Braamfontein. This as the city will host the President and Cabinet Ministers for an oversight visit to Gauteng. You can find the full list of streets that will be affected by this on jackrandfm.com. Just click on news. And moving abroad, earlier today in France, the United Kingdom and Germany also urged Israel to ensure the unhindered delivery of humanitarian supplies to Gaza. The countries warn against using aid as a political tool, and this is now due to the fragile ceasefire that happened since January. There was an influx of humanitarian aid into Gaza, but on Sunday, Israel announced the blocking of these delivery. More on these and other stories at 7. And we're staying abroad. Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum told America that the country will look for other trading partners if needs be. She responded to U.S. President Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs at a morning press conference. She said her government would respond to Trump's 25% tariffs with retaliatory duties. And the price of Brent crude oil fell to its lowest price since 2021. This now as U.S. crude stocks are surging. A bit earlier, the price was down 3.36%. It follows the release of data showing a higher than expected increase of 3.6 million barrels in U.S. crude stocks last week. So let's see what that is looking like. At the moment, Brent crude oil trading at $68.93 per barrel. Gold trading at $2,929 per fine ounce. And then a dollar, R18.37, a euro, R19.78. And a pound, R23.64. I'm Madeline Fischer, more news at 7.
Well, we start off with good news, and it's all about restoring some pride in the score sheet. At the moment, it's not looking good for the Proteas. 259 for 9, still needing another 104 runs to win in 22 deliveries. New Zealand made 362 for 6 in their 50 overs. In the other matches happening at the moment, the Dragons, 133 for 3 as they chased down 377. Lions, well, that game is still being rained out at the moment. And the Western Province side, well, they're chasing down 224, and they are 70 for 3 after 20 overs. In rugby news, Rusty Rosmus was upbeat about Eben Etzebeth's availability for the 2025 season, and the coach also addressed questions around Sia's role in the team. Rosmus reaffirmed Khaleesi's captaincy for the foreseeable future, while he also said that Eben Etzebeth would be available for the Bok alignment camps, even though he hasn't played for the Sharks since December. Former Champions League winners Liverpool meet perennial Thanks for Coming Award winners PSG at the Parc des Princes later tonight for a heavyweight encounter. Arne Slot's men were swept aside everyone that came along in the league table phase, with the League One champions PSG beating Brest 10-0 on aggregate. Here is Arne Slot.
I think it's a great fixture to look forward to for everyone who loves football. Both teams scored so many goals this season. Quite similar playing styles, maybe not completely, but the ideas are quite similar.